Now, yon Tories pregivore run not the poor Whigs down. Although they cannot damn an whore, yet they may love the crown, and love in heart their sovereign Charles, all reasons will allow. As well as those God's laws oppose, and to an altar bow. Hold, Whig, your tongue is too profuse, then do more inveigh. Against us that were ne'er his foes, but for him still do pray. We'll venture lives and fortunes too, his right for to maintain. Whilst you do strive for to deprive the heir we would have reign. 'Tis our design for to be free from dangers that do threaten. You know there was a time when we by no man could be beaten. You think to get the upper hand and then to make us bow. But 'tis believed you are deceived. Where's Tory Thompson now? 'Tis true, once Cromwell led your van, you owned him as your head, and him you thought a famous man who did the king behead. For that a curse upon this land, I fear there doth remain. But blessed be he we hope to see after great Charles to reign. The Pope would England overcome, which I hope ne'er to see. If we should subject be to Rome, in what a case were we? How many martyrs suffered death that did refuse to bow? Two idols therefore lost their breath, but where's Ned Coleman now? Thou prattling fellow, 'tis not that which we desire to have. Thou pratest of thou know'st not what our party to outbrave. Though Monmouth is a princely man, yet we will tell you plain. We will deprive him if we can, that York in time may reign. Bet in the interim of time, let subjects all agree. It is a matter so sublime, it can't determined be. By mortals that in little time to death must stoop and bow. Obey the king in everything, and let's be friendly now. Now thou dost like a Christian speak, none knows who first shall die. The strong may go before the weak, and in his cold grave lie. The young before the old may drop, and fly from death in vain. 'Tis he our breaths must surely stop, let God whom pleases reign.